we're talking about this because of Drake, and Drake represents Toronto at Raptors games. Milwaukee needs someone who's from there. Aaron Rodgers is not from there. David Bakhtiari is not from there. So we started talking about Uecker in Major League, where he plays Harry Doyle. And he's got a color guy who doesn't say anything throughout the whole movie. And we played a couple of clips, but we found the one we were looking for yesterday. You guys want to hear this?
Yes.
Bonnie, anything to add? He's not the best colored man in the league for nothing, folks.
Anything to add?
No.
No.
Dynamite drop in, Bonnie. That broadcast school has really paid off.
You know who would never do that?
Jack
Armstrong.
Yeah.
Here's our main man. Jack, what's happening, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff and Ryan and my man Roddy?
Yeah.
How are
you guys doing? It's just been 3 hours since I talked to you, Jack. We're getting to know each other, all of us, rather intimately.
Oh, I know you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we all know each other.
Have you ever sneezed on live TV like you did last night?
That was the first time in my life I've ever sneezed on, because usually you're behind a desk and you get the cough button, but I've never been on camera where there's no cough button. I didn't know what to do, so I just decided to sneeze on Rod's jacket.
Yeah. I got a dry clean. It was okay.
I like that move. There's not much you can do. I mean, we do.
Well, I'm always afraid of that because when I sneeze once, I sneeze 12 times in a row. So I'm like, what happens if that happens, panel, this show, anything?
Right.
It's 12 in a row,
well,
automatic.
Here's what happens. Spring is finally here, and, things are in bloom. And then, of course, I'm in Milwaukee, so all the wheat and the barley that you consume as well just throws your system out of whack a little bit.
Right. That barley can be, be tough.
Yeah.
There is a lot of barley.
There's a lot of barley.
That's my understanding of Milwaukee.
In bottles.
Right. How cool was that last night? I mean, you called a game, and it was that's the biggest game in franchise history. I know we've said that a lot recently, but that was pretty incredible considering the way the game started. And they were down by 10 in the third quarter, yet it always felt like they were within range and they were keeping their composure.
I did game 4 at Philly on TV, and I was like, wow, that was an amazing win. Did game 7 on radio against Philly, and I was like, wow, I don't know how you top that. And then last night was just, again, one of those moments where, you're playing from behind quite a bit, but you're just scuffling the whole night, and you're hanging around and showing just wonderful resiliency and toughness and togetherness and belief in what you do. And on top of all that, having a guy like Kawhi Leonard who just made some amazing plays, not only for himself but for his teammates, he just has such a high level of poise and composure. We laugh about his stoic personality, but I think in moments like that, it really benefits having a guy like that because he's unflappable. He just, he's bigger than the moment, and he stays dialed in. I love watching him in the huddles. All eye contact, pays complete attention to his coaches, is really tuned in. When a teammate says something to him, he listens, he responds. But he's just a really mature, intelligent, player that obviously has got tremendous physical gifts, but beyond that, I think more importantly, there's plenty of guys out there that have gifts, physical gifts, but they don't have the makeup and the maturity and the discipline and the willingness to sacrifice that he has, and he's got all that as well.
Well, what he has managed to do here with Giannis in particular has had such a massive ripple effect because they were down 2-0. He wasn't on him much the first two games. My understanding is Kawhi effectively said, give this guy to me, I'll take him. And Giannis has cratered. His game has fallen off a cliff in the fourth quarter. Invisible. He didn't do anything for Milwaukee.
And he got hurt late.
Right. And this is the MVP, I think will be the MVP. It's either him or James Harden. And as impressive as Kawhi's numbers have been offensively, and again, we're talking historic numbers, not for the Raptors, like NBA history, the kind of averages he is posting at his position. But you know, as a basketball lifer, Jack, you must be watching him completely neutralize a freak. Like, it's not just a name. Giannis is a freak, and Giannis, and he doesn't look like it. Like, Kawhi has completely shut him down.
You know, and it's interesting. I love the fact that Nick Nurse decided to start him in the fourth quarter and not give him a little bit of a quick blow, because we've seen some of that sometimes, just to give him a quick blow and then play him the last 9.5, 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. I felt really good about the fact when I saw him go back out there to start the fourth quarter, I'm like, hey, man, it's winning time. You're stuck three at the end of three, and you're going for the jugular here. You got a chance. You got to play this dude as long as you can, ride him in the fourth quarter. You win it, you know, the series, you have an opportunity to tip it your way. If you lose it, they got a chance now with two opportunities. So you got to go for it. And I just love the fact that he did that. And, you know, when I watch Kawhi, particularly against Philadelphia and Milwaukee, I mean, I have such respect for all the teams that they've played. I'm Steve Clifford, the coach of Orlando, is a longtime friend, and he's a great basketball man. And for based upon their talent level, they got a lot out of them. And that was a tough first-round opponent. Philadelphia has tremendous talent. And Milwaukee has been the best team in professional basketball this year. So you're doing it against Orlando, which was a sound, well-disciplined defensive scheme. Philadelphia, a long, athletic, sound defensive team. And now you're going against a Milwaukee team that's, again, was the best team in the league on both sides of the ball. So you're doing it against the best. You're not doing it against the Memphis Grizzlies or something like that. You're doing it against elite people, and it's at a high, high level. And, you know, I think his training in San Antonio definitely helps, and he has confidence, but it's not cockiness, because the guy pays the price and he goes into work every day prepared to play, and he's super confident in the fact that his preparation will come out and shine through.
Jack, tomorrow's a big moment in the franchise, probably the biggest moment. Kawhi's been a finals MVP as a coach. Is there anything, there's a bunch of inexperience there, guys that haven't been in this position or have had that opportunity. Is there anything, do you believe, you can say to a player as the coach to make them feel a little bit more comfortable, or is it just this is going to be a crazy, pressure-packed, tense situation, you got to go out and deal with it?
I think, Rod's been there since day one, 24 years. I've been fortunate 21 years with the Raptors. And for me, as I reflect on this moment and reflect on just my lousy coaching career, the one thing I do look at, though, is in a series like this, the most important thing when you play Milwaukee is, hey, let's be disciplined offensively. You know, they only turned the ball over six times last night. They didn't turn the ball over in the fourth quarter. So let's be sound defensively. Let's move the ball. Let's give up good ones to get great ones. Let's get off to a good start offensively. Even if you're not making shots, just don't let them get in transition. And so your whole identity should be, you know, offensive discipline, play the right way, and then on the defensive end, just keep doing what you're doing. And the Raptor defense has been elite. You know, it's interesting, when Nick Nurse was hired, and in his 5 years as an assistant here, you know, he was looked at as a kind of an offensive savant. And his team's bread and butter, up until probably the last two games, has been just how great defensively they've been. Nick is a complete coach, and that's what I love about him. I think he's a guy that can coach, you know, all facets of the game, and he does it really, really well. And to me, you know, when you look at game four, that was a complete game on both sides of the ball. Last night, even though they didn't shoot well, they protected the ball and they played a good, solid, disciplined, high-percentage-oriented road game. And their defense was stellar. And that's, to me, a sign of a really well-coached team that is completely bought in, that has, in addition to the coaching staff, great internal leadership with the players. You got a lot of veteran players that are mature people. And I just love watching the dialogue between the players on the bench. They are all tuned in. They're not looking at it, who's sitting in a 12th row and this and that. These guys are dialed in to the game. And to me, I think that's a joy to watch.
Jocko, knowing you so well, you're big into body language. You're also big into emotional lifts that teams can get from being at home. And you've seen it in Toronto. You saw it in Milwaukee. The Bucks looked invincible there in those first two games. I mean, even though the Raptors almost pulled out game one, but that second game, that crowd almost willed that team. How important do you think, it may sound like a crazy intangible, but how important do you think Scotiabank Arena is tomorrow night?
It's critical because, you know, you have the veteran team and Milwaukee's got a younger team. And I said it during game four on TV, in the second half of that game, late third, early fourth, the Bucks cracked. Not in a way that they cracked for the series, but they cracked within the game, that they kind of capitulated a little bit and lost their will a little bit in that game and kind of knew like, hey, defeat was at hand. Okay, now we got to get ready for the next game. And I think they fully went into the game last night confident, as they should be, that they could win because they're a terrific team. And I have nothing but respect for what they've done. So I think for the Raptors tomorrow night, when you're playing an inexperienced playoff team, I think it's really important that your crowd get behind your team. I think it's really important that your team comes out and do those two things that I mentioned earlier and come out and just set the tone that, you know, if I'm Kyle Lowry, if I'm Marc Gasol, like, I haven't been to an NBA Finals before. I think those guys alone walking into the arena tomorrow night are going to be like, hey, man, this might not ever happen again in my life. We got to get this right here, right now. And if you're a Danny Green and you're a Kawhi Leonard, you've been there, done that in San Antonio. Yet, you know how precious it is because there's been other years you haven't. And I think you pull the guys like the Siakams and the Powells and the Van Vliet along. And to the credit of a guy like Serge Ibaka, he's had great experience as well in Oklahoma City. So I think those guys walk in the room tomorrow with a great desire to win and a great urgency to win. And I think the crowd will only help them. And again, you're probably going to come out and you'll be a little jittery and miss some shots. But that's what happened last night, too, which is cool. You just keep grinding. But the crowd, in a lot of ways, is going to help you. And again, just continuing to stick to the habits that have made you really good throughout.
Can't wait for it tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. Enjoy it down there, Jack. As always, we appreciate you finding some time for us. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Guys, my pleasure. And by the way, I know Arthur Fonzarelli, you didn't mention him at all, the Fonz.
Right.
He's a fictional native.
Work. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, doesn't work.
Rocky Balboa, Philadelphia.
Bill Schmeichel?
No. No. It's got to be someone that's like a real person, Jack. I think it's Bob Uecker and everyone else.
Who's the most famous Milwaukee native? Who is it?
Well, Liberace.
Liberace.
Liberace? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Candelabra.
Right.
Yeah. Gene Wilder.
Okay.
Gene Wilder's pretty famous.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
But it's Slim Pickens, man, after that.
Yeah, I don't think Bob Uecker would be on the sideline like Drake would be. I mean, just
I don't see it.
Bob Uecker has the seat right up in the back row. Seats.
They'll put him up there.
He'll never be in the front
legend.
Row.
He's a legend.
The front row.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jacko, love you, man. Talk
right,
to you tomorrow.
Love you. I gotta go. It's you know it's Friday night and it's 6:20 Eastern time, so you know what that means.
Go time. Give it to us.
Happy hour somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Amen to that. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Here's Jack Armstrong. He is thirsty at 6:20.